This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Good day, conservatives. Feel good about yourselves. No. Let me take that back. Feel great about yourselves. Here's the reason why. You won't wake up one day and say, what the heck was I thinking? At least not about politics. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Nope, you don't have to worry about how you felt about this country. There is no question about how you view politics. You don't see it one-sided. You see it strictly as, is it pro-America or is it not? It isn't selfishly motivated. It's selflessly motivated. In fact, many of the things that happen that we vote for, that we care about, don't even involve us. In other words, they might even hurt us. So what is it about you that makes you special? It's the fact that you're going to wake up again tomorrow knowing you elected a man who cares about the Republic. He doesn't care about himself. He's not looking at things from a conservative or a liberal point of view. He's looking at it from a pragmatic point of view. You don't always agree. It does not always benefit you, but you will be on the side of righteousness. But Democrats, they have that day with destiny coming. As sure as we will all meet death, the Democrats are going to have to come to the conclusion of their idiocy. And that is a horrible thing to go to sleep with every day. When you say to yourself, you know, these riots are just us protesting, man. It has nothing to do with being bad or whatever. It's just us protesting. And you got to wake up and go, wait a minute, that doesn't even make sense. You know, these rich people need to be paying more taxes. And then suddenly you get a little bit extra coin in your pocket. You look at your check and you go, what the heck is this coming out of here for? Somehow they have a date with destiny. Maybe they think that the government doesn't interfere too much. And suddenly they find themselves embroiled with Child Protective Services or something like this. And the reality is going to hit. The government oversteps all the time. And it is the role of the citizenry to make sure that government never gets bigger than we are. They're going to hit. That day is coming. Now, see, you're going to go to sleep tonight and the next night and the next night, God willing, and you're going to wake up and say, ah, I love this country. I love the country that I built. I love the country that my forefathers built. I love the country that I try to preserve, where I selflessly, you know, wanted to be a part, something that everybody can participate in. But those people are going to go to sleep, and every day something's going to get them. They're either going to say, you know, I think I'm going to start my own business. And they go, you do it, Biff. And Biff starts his own business and then starts going, what the heck? What's with all these regulations? What's with all this stuff? I don't know what it's going to be. I just know that it's going to be. And they're not going to want to admit it at first. They don't want to come to grips with the error of their ways. The horror of what they now realize about themselves, that they've been wrong. And this is human nature. They can't even fight it. Human nature says, oh man, how could I have missed that so badly? I've lectured on this very show, and said the one thing that changes your body chemistry is being wrong. The revelation of somebody saying, that's not right. And if you don't believe me, think back on when you thought you were right and somebody said, that's not right. No, we didn't go there, or we've never eaten there, or whatever. It's a strange feeling. But if you're paying attention to your body, you can feel it. So yeah, somewhere in the rotten bodies of leftists, they have a mustard seed of a core that makes them human. It's not much. It's a smidgen. Eventually, though, the power to do right, the power to discern good from evil, engulfs them because it's part of the good nature of what God has given you. No matter how evil you are, there's something inside of you that recognizes good. It's like a serial killer. He'll kill everybody but the people around him, you know? There's this little thing, this code inside of even the bad people. I was listening to this mafioso hit guy, and he talked about his wife and his daughters. I mean, to hear this man talk about his family, you would go, that has got to be the strongest family, man. But he would go put a bullet in the dude's head and not lose a second of thought about it. Because he still had that one little piece of core that God gave him that said, hey, you got to respect life. You got to respect something. And that's that little piece is what's left inside of Democrats. And you don't know what's going to wake them up. Because they are. They are the worst representation of human beings on the planet. They hate for me to say this about them, but I'm just giving you the truth. You, conservatives, you have a core. It is guided by spirituality. Some probably religious of some sort, right? Judeo-Christian. It is guided by that. And so you see right from wrong. It is evident to you. No, there are no games to be played here. So anyway, they make this transition, and then they need to make amends. Now, some do it quietly. They just move along through life. They slowly start to distance themselves from these scurrilous friends, these other swamp rats that they used to hang out with. And they just, you know, quietly accept that they live most of their lives as a lie. But others become vocal. And I want to tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Millions of these people have made the transition from the darkness to the light. There's no way to measure, but you can bet that Donald Trump and we converted more leftists than any period in history. And Donald Trump's probably done more than any other person in history, because that's what the truth does. It sets you free. Now I'll ask you this. Do you know such a person? We play these thought games often. So I will ask you if you know any true Trump supporters who abandoned him. Think about it. I do not know. I'm telling you, I know a lot of people. I have not had a single person say to me, Kevin, I abandoned Donald Trump. Now, I've heard of them anecdotally, these unicorns, these yetis, these Sasquatches, these Loch Ness monsters. I've heard of them, but I don't know any. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know any non-Trump voters who now support him? Here's another question for you. Do you believe Democrats are actually happy with Joe Biden? Who gets up in the morning happy to participate in God's new day? Republicans or Democrats? Because one party wakes up looking for a fight, only to get their butts kicked. So again, people, listen to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Congratulate yourselves. Feel great about yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As you guys know, a lot of my show, the KevinJacksonShow.com, is dedicated to showing you signs that we're winning, and they are all over the place. Easy to spot. It isn't like you have to, you need some superpower to do it. I do have a superpower. It's called common sense. You possess it as well. I want you to understand we all possess it. You have it. And I want you to exercise it. James Woods, let me give you some, and here's what he tweeted. They locked us down, killed grandparents, accused a decent man of being a gang rapist on the word of a crooked lawyer, rioted, looted, burned cities, assassinated peace officers, and now they're threatening to do more if they don't get their way. Oh, and they want your vote. And you know who he's talking about? He's talking about the Democratic Party. If you think, folks, that people don't recognize what this party is about, think again. Signs, folks, that we are winning. They're all over the place. And I'm going to give you a few. So here's what Dr. Jill Biden, she had a tweet. And it has to do with the strategy of the Democrats. By the way, we got a ton to talk about today. We really do. I'm going to show you the level of lunacy that's going on with some of the mayors in America,
city managers, people like that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the court with Ginsburg's death. But I just want to talk to you about some of the crazy things that are happening that show you that we're winning in ways that you can't even put on paper. I mean, it's truly true. Because Democrats are as predictable as they are morons, and I chuckle at their election strategy because part of it revolves around this word, I said it a second ago, science. Now, remember when baby black Jesus declared that global climate change was, quote, settled science? Sure. Because the man who said of the Professor Gates incident, I don't know the details, but I know that the cop acted stupidly, knows settled science. Science bought and paid for by the very same scientists who now admit that they fudged the numbers in order to get what? Anybody? Anybody? Research funding, a.k.a. money, a.k.a. moolah, a.k.a. dinero, a.k.a. cheddar, whatever you want to call it. They did it for the money. Remember also that Obama regaled America with the classic line, when asked when a human being becomes a human being, and he responded, that's above my pay grade. Well, despite the science that no man, woman, or other gender, living or dead, has ever skipped conception, Barack Obama couldn't answer the question of when a human being becomes a human being. Now, Joe Captain Demento Biden wants us to use science, or I should say he wants to use science as a campaign tool. Now, the science that we are all doomed from global climate change is one of the things that he's talking about, as well as the science of the Wu Flu scamdemic that you've heard me talk about on the Kevin Jackson Show often. But not to be outdone, the woman who really wants to be president, Dr. Jill, she chimed in. And she posted a tweet imploring Americans, to, quote, vote for science. Vote for science. That's all it said. Now, these are the credentials. This is a woman who says vote for science, who has an ED. Her PhD, her doctor credentials are an ED. But I want to talk about this because I want you to understand how the left looks at people without having any sense of who they really are. Whoopi Goldberg of The View said, I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes a Surgeon General. She's a hell of a doctor. She's an amazing doctor. As if she knew of this woman's, quote, medical experience, not knowing that Dr. Jill is nothing more than a gifted education ED doctor from the University of Delaware. Surprise, where her husband is a senator of the state. And now former vice president, never to be president. That's where she got her education credentials. Charles Cook wrote in the National Review, Dr. Biden has joined Twitter as Dr. Biden. The account is run by Dr. Jill Biden's office, and it tells us absorbing things about Dr. Biden. Things such as, yesterday, Dr. Biden hosted an education roundtable. Yesterday, Dr. Biden honored the nation's top teachers. It retweets praise, too. Thank you, Dr. Biden, for your work as an educator and as a voice for all educators in our nation, reached one tribute. If a tweet is signed Jill, the doctoral bio informs us, this indicates that it is a tweet from Dr. Biden. Jill, if you're wondering, is Dr. Biden's nickname. Her formal name is Doctor. Wherever she goes, whatever she does, Dr. Biden is always referred to as Dr. Biden. Is Joe Biden married to a physician? Wondered the LA Times in January. You might have gotten that impression while watching television coverage of the inauguration. Yes, you might have indeed. Dr. Biden isn't a physician, of course. She has a doctorate in educational leadership, whatever the heck that is. That's the truth about Dr. Jill, written by Charles C.W. Cook in National Review. Now, back to the science and doctors. Dr. Biden's tweet. So social media pounces on her, the very good doctor. And I want to begin with an editor who made this comment. Cool. What's your definition of when life begins? Because, again, I go back to the science that all these leftists talk about. They want us to believe that they rely on science. So here's some of the, and I covered this a little bit earlier. Some of these are going to be repeats. But what is the definition of when life begins? Ask one editor. Radio talk show host, a friend of mine, Kevin McCullough, he asked an interesting question that will test the science of Dr. Jill Biden and her cohorts. He tweeted, "Can a man be a woman?" Now, see, I love when people decide to challenge the science, because what are we as conservatives? We may not emote very much, but we certainly know logic and reasoning. And we can ask these questions. Can a man be a woman? Because as soon as Dr. Jill uses her science to say, yes, she can, I would say, well, then I would love to see that man become a woman and have a baby the way a man and a woman would normally have a baby. I would love to see this. Another intriguing science query, once Dr. Jill had made her, or Dr. Biden rather, had made her her little tweet. Somebody says, it seems Democrats use science as a crutch to make specious arguments. But when real science challenges them, they don't have specific answers. So this one person asked, Dr. Jill Biden, how many genders are there? Because we've gotten count anywhere from 50 to 70. And I'm still trying to figure out how they got that many. So how many genders are there? You had the answer? I'll give you the answer. There are two genders, and there are aberrations within that. But that's the answer. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Senators Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Chuck Grassley of Iowa are releasing a report regarding possible conflicts of interest between the Bidens and Ukraine, finding that Hunter Biden's position on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, Burisma Holdings, was problematic and that the warnings about his role were ignored by the Biden administration. Late Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is being honored in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from our nation's capital.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket now at the U.S. Supreme Court. Ginsburg, who died Friday, will lie in repose at the court today. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to ever receive that honor.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. In less than 2 weeks, Beverly Hills police have found 87 people who are allegedly connected to Employment Development Department fraud and identity theft. Detectives say they recovered 181 fraudulent EDD cards with a value of over $3.6 million. Lester Friedman is the mayor of Beverly Hills.
The EDD cards, which are unemployment-based, have been sent out all over the country, and they're being spent in our community as well as a lot of communities in the state of Beverly, in the city of Beverly Hills.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Most of those arrested are not from California, according to Friedman. The House has approved a bill that extends funding to the government through December 11th after reaching a deal with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin late Tuesday to avert another partial government shutdown on October 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All around us are signs that we are winning the battle against leftism. It's the first time that I can look at objectively and say we have pushed back in meaningful ways. And I'm talking about sustained, not a temporary pushback like on 9/12 years ago, 19 years ago. I'm not talking about that. Leftism put itself on hiatus for just a couple of days, maybe a few weeks, while we recovered from these Muslims trying to destroy our economy and our way of life. And then it went back to normal. Then suddenly the pendulum swung. We elected Barack Obama, and everything had to be Muslim. He had Muslim Brotherhood people on his staff. We completely changed the way we viewed America in 8 short years. And now we finally get some sanity back. A sustained pushback against leftism. And I've been thinking about the signs that we're winning. And they're out there. I promise you, they are out there in droves. And because of it, if you're looking at these signs, you understand how the Democrats are in big trouble. And in another of my Why Joe Biden Will Never Be President Chronicles, I give you Exhibit 1164, a Joe Biden parade. Now, I don't know if you saw the video of this, but Joe Biden had a parade, and it was hosted by none other than Dr. Jill Biden. Now, before we even get to that, I want you to ask yourself what a Trump parade looks like. Just think about the flotillas that are going on all over the country. California, Florida, Texas. Thousands of boats, boat owners showing we're there for Trump. I don't know if you've seen a Trump caravan. It's absolutely amazing. It's bigger than any football game. Thousands of people lined up just on the streets honking with Trump signs and things like this. And there was a Joe Biden parade. It was hosted by his wife, and you guys will think I'm kidding you, but I go look at the video, and I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. The video is short. It could be that there's much more to this parade than the video showed, but I'll tell you what I saw in the part that of the video that I got. I counted 3 cars. 3 cars went by in this video. Now, as I said, in full disclosure, I don't know how many cars came before it. I know that it ended, and the cameraman runs around the back of the third car that comes into frame, and then you can kind of see up ahead, and I don't think there's 20 people in this Biden car parade. And the cars, as they're going by, they have a sign, Biden Harris, and you hear, woohoo, like that. And I'm going to tell you, I heard the voices of, I'm being generous here. I heard the voices of less than 10 people. But For the sake of discussion, let's give old Joe some credit and say he had 100. And as I said, in full disclosure, maybe, it's the trail end of the parade. Maybe I missed a lot of it. And there were thousands of people, thong-throwing throngs of women who were saying, we want Joe Biden. And what's funny about this particular parade was it was supposed to counter one that Trump was having. And they were doing this sort of pre-parade duel. And here's what somebody wrote. As the MAGA grass Trump truck car parade gets ready to roll through Riverhead and North Fork, this was on Sunday, a group called North Forkers for Biden-Harris are preparing to hold a peaceful demonstration to counter the event. The group, which supports Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the coming elections, said the demonstration is pro-Biden-Harris, pro-democracy, justice, and truth. The group was slated to gather at the corner of the front and 3rd Street between 12:45 and 1 p.m., and those attending said they were standing up for truth and justice. And I'm telling you, it was a one-corner event. It was going to last 15 minutes from 12:45 to 1 p.m. And in the video I saw, and I don't know, North Fork, I don't know where this location was, just to be honest with you, but North Fork, whatever number of people that they had, Dr. Jill is going to be there. Let me just stop. If Melania Trump, if they said right now, Kevin, Melania Trump is going to be in your neighborhood at the corner of and give me two cross streets that are within a mile of me, within 5 miles of me, and they said you can go pay homage, tribute to the president and his agenda, and I'm off the air. I'm going. First lady comes with whose husband I support, who's going to get my vote. So I'll ask you, how many people show up if Melania Trump is on a corner, a cross street near you, within a mile of you, that you could walk to? You don't have to take your car. And see, that's one of the things I'm getting at. But even if you were one of the ones to take your car, if it was going to be peaceful and it was going to go, smooth, would you go? Well, I'm going to answer for you. The majority of you would go, yeah, heck yeah, I'd love to go get a chance to be that close to the First Lady and show my respect for the job that her husband's doing. So given that as the backdrop, you've got the former vice president, his wife, Dr. Jill, at this parade, wherever it's supposed to be, it's supposed to counter Donald Trump's MAGA event, which, by the way, had thousands of people. And it's only 15 minutes at a corner. And I saw three cars. Now, with not a Trump in sight, people around this country are organizing events with thousands of attendees ready to go to battle for President Trump. And I spoke at one 2 weekends ago. And I have the pictures to prove it. There were over 2,000, I think it was closer to 3,000, but there were over 2,000, somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 people at a single location. It was held at Arrowhead Building Supply. And this, as I said, thousands of folks. Donald Trump Jr. wasn't there. Eric wasn't there. Melania wasn't there. It was nothing but a group of patriots who said, let's come out, celebrate 1776, and let's show our patriotism for this country, and we're voting for Trump. Now, the weekend before, well, actually, that's not true. A couple days before, I couldn't make both events. A friend asked me to speak at a boat flotilla in Florida where there were 2,000 boats that hit the waterway in support of Donald Trump. Not a Trump in sight. Not one. I'm going to give you some inside baseball. I get a call at least once a week where somebody says, Kevin, we're doing an event to show our support for the president. We expect 500, 1,000, 2,000 people. Can you make it? Now, in this particular one in Florida, this flotilla, they estimated there were 10,000 people who attended. And then of the boats, however many number of boats finished up, they landed on this guy's private island where they partied. And they say there were 2,000 people gathered on a private island. So let me ask you, do you believe? And I'm just asking you this because many of you need to be talked off the ledge quite often. You're always, Kevin, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen, bro. You know, come on, man. What you think? Yeah, well, it's not usually brothers asking me, but you white people are like, Kev, what do you think is going to happen? Is Donald Trump really going to win, Kevin? And I'm going, yeah, okay? But I'm giving you real-life evidence here. Biden says, hey, we're going to counter this Trump march in all of three cars. And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and tell them, let's just say 20 cars were in the Biden parade from 12:45 to 1 p.m., on this glorious day, and that was the support for Joe Biden. Wherever it was, and the counter was, Donald Trump spoke to thousands in the same town. But you're concerned because, well, Kev, I mean, this voting, you know, irregularities and cheating and all this. Are you going to go vote? I'm just curious. Are you going to vote? You're going to vote absentee? You're going to vote by mail? You're going to vote in person? Are you going to vote? Is there anything that besides death that can make you skip your vote? And I already know the answer. You're voting. There are many Democrats going, eh, I don't know. I might get around to it. And when they get there, you know what they're not going to do? They're not going to pull the lever for Captain Demento. The Democrats think that a three-car parade is going to dethrone Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to give you one other piece of information I got about this. I Googled this event that Biden was doing because I wanted to know, surely there's some coverage, right? There were media. I saw 3-4 media guys. There were more media people than people. I couldn't find anybody covering this. So they know that Biden's not popular, and you know it too. So relax.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We forgot to talk about this the other day, but the Emmys were on, and I guess I forgot to talk about it the same way I forget to talk about the NFL, except to mock them and make fun of them. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. They are worth ridicule and mocking because they're reaping what they're sowing, and I love it. I love that, you know, I don't know. I have this issue with, quote, stardom. I love that people do things that put them in the public eye, but it doesn't make them special human beings. I love that there are people who have been gifted to make money or they've accumulated money, but that does not make them special human beings. They're just human beings. If we measure ourselves that way, it would be pretty pathetic, wouldn't it? To measure yourself based on the number of people who know you or the amount of money that you have or how tough you are. But there are people who do. They measure themselves that way. And I would hate to go through life thinking that, because there's always somebody richer. There's always somebody tougher. There's always somebody more charismatic. There's somebody smarter. And you could go on. But think of it as a graphic equalizer. You know, there's nobody where all the levels are pegged up to the top. You're good in some things and bad in others. And where you're bad, there's somebody better than you. And you know, the thing is, we just don't value that. I'll give you a good example. Bravery. Is there somebody more brave than you? Of course there are. You know them. They're military people. They're first responders. People who run towards the problem, not away from it. But there's no... The cop that's going to get shot running towards a bullet is not going to displace Robert De Niro in the eyes of leftists. Sad to say. Robert De Niro is never going to take a bullet for you. Couldn't care less. I think you get my point. So I'm glad to see that we're finally sort of reconciling that in our own minds, and we're no longer looking at these Hollywood people as stars, and we're looking at them as degenerates who are so displaced from reality that they really don't understand regular life. They see what we do, and they think that we're wrong when we are tuned in. You know how tuned in you are? You know the price of gasoline. There are people in your family that know the price of things. You could go on The Price is Right, you know, the one where they got to pick the price of items, and you'd win every time. These lefties in Hollywood are so distorted. They don't know what the average person makes for a living. They don't know what it takes to make a living, etc. It's warped, distorted. And the reason is they run on royalties. They do a show, they get paid. They get paid crazy amounts of money, and then they live on the royalties that come in after that. And those royalty checks might be $50,000 a month, and they think they're starving to death. Oh man, I had a significant drop in my royalties. It's now down to $50,000 a month. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to live. They got to get out of. They got to sell their multi-million-dollar Malibu estates for $20 million that they paid $22 million for. And then they're figuring out, how am I going to survive? This is my nest egg. I hope my next project comes along. I know far too many of them, and I know what their livings are based on, and I just shake my head. The one royalty check is enough for a family to survive easily for a year, and it's only one check. The amount of money these singers get just because their music gets played on the radio. Anyway, the Emmys happened recently, and I didn't watch it because I don't watch the drivel. I don't see anything clever anymore about Jimmy Kimmel or any of the other hosts. I see nothing to admire in these self-indulgent leftists who use that particular event in order to essentially try to ridicule us. They can't do it. If it weren't for laugh tracks and the fact that we pour millions of dollars into cable systems that pay for the comedy, you know, Comedy Central or whatever, they'd be hacks. It was funny. Steven Crowder, I didn't see this. I haven't talked to Steven in a while, but one of my friends said, Steven was talking about these comedians who are now doing their shows from home, and the shows are flopping miserably. And the reason is they need 20 writers, a production crew of 30 people, makeup artists, etc., to make them look good. Look at some of these people that just go on to their YouTube channel like a Brandon Tatum and say, hey, y'all, what's up? No makeup, no production. Bam. Gets 1 million views. More than late night TV. This is what's going on. The shift. And all of it's happening. Funny. Chinese Wu Flu has made leftism show its ugly face, pardon the pun, the no makeup crowd. Do me a favor. I don't know what channel it's on. Usually it's on these cable channels. Watch the promos for Trevor Noah's show and show me anything that's funny. It's not funny. They can't get their writers together. They're not funny. And the Emmys proved it. The 2020 Emmys broadcast, here's what they wrote, suffered another record-setting low in television viewership. Early estimates showed the awards rating show recorded a double-digit decline from 2019, which was down 33% from the year before. Here's what they write, Variety. According to the early numbers, The show hosted by Jimmy Kimmel scored a 1.0 rating among adults 18 to 49 and drew only 5.1 million total viewers. While those numbers will increase later in the day as more accurate information comes, that still represents a roughly 14% dip in the audience from last time around. So the year before, it was a 33% dip. Now it's a 14% dip. Let me just put this into management consulting numbers. If you had a company who 2 years ago lost 33% of its revenue, this year lost 14% of its revenue, I would tell you, why have you not looked at, number one, your business model, number two, your management team? I would never hire Jimmy Kimmel or the previous host of the show. I would go look back at 5 years running data and see that it's been dropping every year, folks, because they are putting themselves out of business. Now, I'm not going to help these clowns. I hope they fail miserably. Like I said, I want these former multimillionaires and people to start selling their Malibu homes and their Beverly Hills homes, putting their Ferraris in hock, and learning the phrase, do fries go with that? Now, here's what they went on to say. Unlike previous years, there was no red carpet lead into the ceremony, which was hosted in an empty auditorium due to COVID-19 concerns by entertainer Jimmy Kimmel. The show was once again filled with political attacks on President Trump and his conservative supporters. So, the Emmys is no longer about come get your award and enjoy the fact that you're getting a trophy for doing something you love, which I don't care. Look, if people want to recognize other people in careers, that's fine. I'm all for that. I personally don't expect to get anything in my life for it. No, Kevin, you're going to be broadcaster of the year in 2023. You know, would I be flattered? Yes, but I don't sit around going, I hope my radio show makes me this or that. It is what it is. You get remembered how you get remembered, and I don't do this for that. I don't even believe that a guy like Rush Limbaugh, he may get all the accolades in the world. I don't think he started this business by going, boy, I can't wait to get the awards. And that's the difference with us. If we get them, we get them. But if we don't, I'm not doing it for that. And here's the other thing. I'm not going to accept an award for radio and say, geez, thank you for my award for radio. Oh, by the way, let me go bash all the Democrats while I'm getting my award. I'm going to thank the people, for recognizing my work and get off the stage. But anyway, here's what they did. Jimmy Kimmel's jokes and bits in front of no live audience were cringe-inducing. Two notable instances came when his opening monologue took a hit at MAGA rallies and when banter with the actor with Anthony Anderson included a demand for Kimmel to shout Black Lives Matter so Mike Pence can hear it. Go on to say this. There was an odd skit with Kimmel and an actor portraying a Russian mail carrier. It was a play on the liberal narrative that President Trump is using the UPS to rig the election combined with a rehash of the old Russian hoax conspiracy. So again, this is Emmys. To recognize these people for whatever they've done, is it TV? I think, yeah, TV is the Emmys, not the Oscars. And they take this time to try to ridicule you, to try to bring up political crap, because they have nothing better to do. Here's another one. Actress Lena Waithe combined her racial grievances with the LGBT agenda in a segment titled, The Right to Tell Our Story, Intersectionality Between Blackness and Queerness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.